As we talked about at the beginning of the semester, how we value nature influences how policies are framed and how management decisions are made. Nature's instrumental value to humans is very large, and environmental economists like Robert Costanza are working to estimate these values. How can nature's value be integrated into our quest for a sustainable future? Can we include conservation of nature in our measurement of human progress? Well, this too will require a systemic change. In the world's current macroeconomic system, the main indicator of human progress is economic, specifically GDP, or gross domestic product. GDP is expressed as dollars per person, or sometimes dollars per country per year, and it's the sum of all money spent on purchasing or consumption, plus growth of money through investment, plus government spending, plus income from the sale of exports, minus the money we spend on imports that goes out to other countries. Note that nowhere in this equation is the environment included. In fact, because consumption is often linked to environmental destruction, growth in GDP often occurs with a loss of biodiversity and ecosystem services. The map shows the estimated cost in billions of dollars of land degradation due to soil erosion, loss of ecosystem services, degradation of water quality, etc., etc. This environmental cost, almost unbelievably, is not included in the calculation of GDP. Note that while our focus here is the value of nature, the equation for GDP also doesn't measure how that money is distributed, nor any other social, economic, and environmental aspects that we would intuitively associate with human well-being.